Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Make your bed. How many times have we heard our parents tell us that in a lifetime? How many times have we told our children to make their bed? How many of you get up every morning and make your bed and leave your room nice and orderly? And how many of you guys just jump out of the bed and leave it as is and leave the room a mess and then come back home? I used to be one of those people who just didn't want to make my bed because of the problems I had when I was little with my mom and being told all the time to make the bed and getting whoopings for it and feel like she was just being overbearing. Maybe at times she was, but there's a lesson to be learned in making your bed. Making your bed, I have learned in my life, and this message came back to me because I remember hearing Admiral William H. McRaven and seeing a video of him a couple of years back say this to, you want success, make your bed. It's the smallest thing you'll do, but it's the most accomplished thing you'll do for that day. So if you, no matter if you haven't done anything else that day, according to your standards, that's good. At least you've made your bed. We're going to talk about that. And I've learned that my mental health and wellness is better because I do make my bed. And I do take time each morning or at night to straighten my room out really well. At night, straighten my room out. And in the morning, make my bed. And then go, because when I come home, no matter what kind of day I've had, whether it's been a super joyful day or a day where I'm just like, I just want to climb into bed. The bed's made. It feels good. I turn back the covers, and I don't have to, like, make the bed because that's more frustrating. I used to say, I don't need to make the bed. I don't need to make the bed. I don't need to make the bed. But the truth be told, it does set you off for a nice day. It's nice to come home to something that's clean and orderly and just looks nice. I'm looking at my room right now, and it's clean and orderly and looks nice. Yes, I have handprints on the mirror. I probably should hang up the clothes that are stacked in my closet, and I'll get to that. But keeping it orderly so I can just come home and not have to step around stuff helps my relationship with God because I'll have more time for God. We're going to play a song, and then we're going to come back and read Make Your Bed by Admiral William H. McRaven. Before we go to that, I want to remind you guys that 211 in any area of the United States, you can call to get help for domestic violence. For maybe your child has autism and they have reading disorders and you need to help them. Maybe there's dyslexia. Maybe you're transitioning jobs and need counseling. If you don't want to go to your employee assistant program, you just want it on somewhere where you're designing your medical records, that's fine. There's also for housing, food banks, referrals. There's so many different things. Just know that 211 in the United States is a free call. You guys can just dial that, and it will help you that way. I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Lord, bless this show for all the people who listen to it and hear it. May they pass it on to somebody else that they feel may need this show, and may they themselves remember that to make your bed is to start off a day just being okay. Hello, it is Thursday, November 7th, and welcome to Rolling with the Diva.
Hey, this is Sylvie, host of the Queen Sylvie Show on the Fishbowl Radio Network. Check out the show every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can hear me keep it real about everything while making a difference promoting comedy and other artistic talents from the Dallas-Fort Worth area and around the world. Don't miss the Queen Sylvie Show. Ahala.
On FishbowlRadioNetwork.com. Jump in.
I think it'd be too cold to jump in the water right now. It is colder than I don't know what here, but I wish it was snow. All right. This is an article by James Clear, and it was Make Your Bed by Admiral William H. McRaven. You can find this on jamesclear.com/greatspeeches. All right. Here we go. Let's read this. In some parts I'll skip, and I'll let you guys know those. But we're going to read it all. President Powers, Provost Venus, deans, members of the faculty, family and friends, and most importantly, the class of 2014, congratulations on your achievements. It's been almost 30 years today that I graduated from UT. Hold on one second. Zion, go sit down. You almost knocked over my phone. Sorry, folks. That was my dog. Let me start over. It's been almost 37 years to the day that I graduated from UT. I remember a lot of those things about that day. I remember I was throbbing, headache from a party the night before. I remember I had a serious girlfriend whom I later married. Important to remember, by the way. And I remember that I was getting commissioned in the Navy that day. Best of all the things I remember, I don't have a clue who the commencement speaker was that evening, and I certainly don't remember anything they said. So acknowledging that fact, if I can't make this commencement speech memorable, I will at least try to make it short. The university slogan is, what starts here changes the world. I have to admit, I kind of like it. What starts here changes the world. And I want to stop right there before I read on. Ladies and gentlemen, as you're listening to this, teenagers, young children, or whoever is listening to this, you can change the world in your small section of the world. You have light that God gives you. Find your gifts and talents, and you can change the world. We're going to go on. Tonight, there are almost 8,000 students graduating from UT. That's great. Paragon of an analytical rigor, ask.com, says that the average American will meet 10,000 people in their lifetime. Wow. There are lots of folks, but if every one of you changed the lives of just 10 people, and each one of those folks changed the lives of 10 people, just 10, then in 5 generations, 125 years, the class of 2014 will have changed the life of 800 million people. Dang. 800 million people, think of it, over twice the population of the United States. Go one more generation, and you can change the entire population of the world, 8 billion people. If you think it's hard to change the lives of 10 people, change their lives forever, you're wrong. I saw it happen every day in Iraq and in Afghanistan. I want to stop right there and acknowledge all the people who are military, who are overseas, who are present and have been past veterans, and those who have died for the country. We really appreciate you, and we love you. A young Army officer makes a decision to go left instead of right down a road in Baghdad, and the 10 soldiers in his squad are saved from close-in ambush. In Qadir province, Afghanistan, a non-commissioned officer from the female engagement team says that something isn't right and directs the infantry platoon away from a 500-pound IED, saves the lives of a dozen soldiers. But if you think about it, not only were these soldiers saved by the decision of one person, but their children yet unborn were also saved, and their children's children were saved. Generations by saved by one decision by one person. And I want to talk about that real quick before we continue to read on, is that God gives us a sense of what's wrong, what's right, and if we listen, we can hear and we can feel those things. And I would have to say that God was really with those people that day. Here we continue on reading. By changing the world, can happen anywhere, and anyone can do it. So what starts here can indeed change the world. But the question is, What will the world look like after you change it? Well, I'm confident that it will look much better. But if you were humor this old soldier for just a moment, I have a few suggestions that may help you on your way to better world. Hey, everybody, I'm going to break in real quick. This is Rolling with the Diva. Thank you for listening to my radio show. We are talking about Make Your Bed, and this is a speech that was given in 2014 to the University of Texas by Admiral William H. McRaven. It's a little long, so stick with us, but I really appreciate you guys because you'll see how it relates to the topic of making your bed in your mental health, because when you can just make your bed, and I'll continue reading on in a few minutes, when you can just make your bed, that's one accomplishment you did that day and you can be proud of. And it doesn't take a giant accomplishment to set your day to go in a process or in a way you need it to go. And some days it's not going to go, but knowing you made your bed and coming home to it, I'll explain later why it's important. All right, here we go. Where was I? I can assure you that it matters not whether you ever served a day in a uniform. It does not matter your gender, your ethnic or religious background, your orientation or your social status. Our struggles in this world are similar, and the lesson to overcome those struggles and to move forward, changing ourselves and the world around us, will apply equally to all. And I want to remind everybody of Romans 8:28, that all things work for the glory of God. Even when you're having your joyous times, even when you're having your not so joyous times, and even when everything looks bleak, God is with you, and He will work things out. We're going to continue reading. I've been a Navy SEAL for 36 years, but it all began when I left UT for basic skill training in Coronado, California. Woohoo, California! Basic skill training is 6 months of long, torturous runs in the soft sand, midnight swims in the cold water off San Diego, obstacle courses, unending calisthenics, days without sleep, and almost being cold, wet, and miserable. It is 6 months of being constantly harassed by professionally trained warriors who seek to find the weak mind and body and eliminate them from ever becoming a Navy SEAL. And I'm going to stop right there before we read on. You know, sometimes we have to go through the valleys and the deep and the darkness, and just like those people who go through basic training, we're going to have those days where we feel like, oh, my God, I'm going to quit. This is just not going to stop. This is unending. Like he says, the part about calisthenics is unending, things jumping in my life and in my way, but it will get better. Listen on. It will get better. God is with you. But the training also seeks to find those students who can lead in an environment of constant stress, chaos, failure, and hardships. To me, basic training was a lifetime challenge crammed into 6 months. So here are the 10 lessons I learned from basic SEAL training that hopefully will be of value to you as you move forward in life. Every morning in basic SEAL training, my instructors, who at the time were all Vietnam veterans, would show up in my barracks room, and the first thing they would inspect was your bed. If you did it right, the corners would be square, the covers pulled tight, the pillow centered just under the headboard, and the extra blanket folded neatly at the foot of the rack. That's Navy talk for bed. It's a simple task, mundane at the best, but every morning we were required to make our bed to perfection. It seemed like seemed a little ridiculous at the time, particularly in the light of the fact that we're aspiring to be real warriors, tough-battled, hardened SEALs, but the wisdom of this simple act has been proven to me many times over. If you make your bed every morning, you will have accomplished the first task of the day. It will give you a small sense of pride, and it will encourage you to do another task and another and another. By the end of the day, that one task completed will now have turned into many tasks completed. Making your bed will also reinforce the fact that the little things in life matter. If you can't do the little things right, you will never do the big things right. Let's stop right there before we go on. And that's the truth. Sometimes people wonder, why isn't God doing this and why isn't God doing that in my life? And why is this happening? Why is this not happening? And why is it happening over for Susie and Joe? Because, listen to this again, making your bed will reinforce the fact that little things in life matter. If you can't do the little things right, you will never do the big things right. And let's talk about that in relationship to God. You make your bed in the morning. You have a few minutes, maybe 5 minutes, to have a quiet time with God or your higher power. You're setting your day up for success, no matter what's going to happen, because some days are not going to be the joyous days that you want, but you're not going to be so overwhelmed, because you'll remember in your mind, I did this and this, it's going to be okay, and we're going to keep reading. But if by chance you have a miserable day, you will come home to a bed that is made, that you made, and a made bed gives you encouragement that tomorrow will be better. Stop and think about that. I'm going to count to five, and I want you guys to think about coming home to a made bed after having a horrible day, getting a speeding ticket, getting your child to soccer, and it was not the day of soccer, going to work, forgetting the birthday cake who you said you would bring for your coworker, and so on and so on. And your wife called, and she has a late meeting, and now you have to get the kids in the bath. After everything's done and settled, the kids in the bath, you've made dinner, everything's quiet, you're like, I'm done, and you look at your bed and you say, okay, tomorrow will be better, because you can climb in a bed that's made because you remember you took the time to make it that morning. If you want to change the world, start off by making your bed. Again, if you want to change the world, start off by making your bed. During SEAL training, the students are broken into boat crews. Each crew is seven students. Excuse me. During each side is a small rubber boat and one, I can't even say this, coxswain, C-O-X-S-W-A-N, to help guide the dinghy. Every day the boat crew forms up on the beach and is instructed to go through the surf zone and paddle several miles down the coast. In the winter, the surf off San Diego can get to be 8 to 10 feet high, and it's exceedingly difficult to paddle through the plunging surf unless everyone is digging in. Every paddle must be synchronized to the stroke count of the coxswain. I think that's the leader. Everyone must exert equal effort or the boat will turn against the wave and unceremoniously tossed back into the beach. For the boat to make it to its destination, everyone must paddle. You can't change the world alone. You will need some help. And to truly get from your starting point to your destination, take friends, colleagues, the goodwill of strangers, and a strong coxswain to guide them. And that will be God for me. Higher power, some others. What is your coxswain? If you want to change the world, find someone to help you paddle. And let's stop right there. And that could mean a really dear friend. And we have friends on different levels. There may be a friend that's so deep with you, you call, you text it, hey, get from under there. Hey, Zion, my doggy is getting this stuff. They always get this stuff when I'm on the phone. To play some music to settle them down. But, you know, I am learning old as I'm gotten older that, you know what, we do need a tribe around us. You have to be careful who those people you put around. You have to test them. You have to, you know, make sure that they're the person you want to, that you want to be around, that God wants you to be around. But once you find those friends, they can help guide you, instruct you, and you can do the same for them. Over a few weeks of difficult training, my SEAL class, which started with 150 men, was down to just 35. There were now six boats, crews of seven men each. I was in the boat with the tall guys, but the best boat crew we had was made up of the little guys, the Munchkin crew, we called them. No one was over 5 feet five. Wow. The Munchkin boat crew had one American Indian, one African American, one Polish American, one Greek American, one Italian American, and two tough kids from the Midwest. They out paddled, outran, and outswam all the other boat crews. The big men and the other boat crews always made good natured fun of the tiny little flippers the Munchkins put on their tiny little feet practice swim. But somehow these little guys from every corner of the nation and the world always had the last laugh, swimming faster than everyone and reaching the shore long before the rest of us. SEAL training was a great equalizer. Nothing mattered but your will to succeed. And let's stop there. Same thing in life. Nothing matters but your will to succeed with God, having a higher power, not depending on yourself for all your advice, going to trusted friends, going to your pastor, getting counseling, getting help when you need it, knowing when you're mentally done and you need help and you're just tired. Field training was a great equalizer. Nothing mattered but your will to succeed, not your color, not your ethnic background, not your education, and not your social status. If you want to change the world, measure a person by the size of their heart, not the size of their flippers. Several times a week, the instructors would line up the class and do a uniform inspection. It was exceptionally thorough. Your hat had to be perfectly starched, your uniform immaculately pressed, and your belt buckle was shiny and void of any smudges. But it seemed that no matter how much effort you put into starching your hat or pressing your uniform or polishing your belt buckle, it just wasn't good enough. The instructors would find something wrong. And for some of you, that may be a job where, you know, the boss is always finding something wrong with things that you're doing, and you or know you're doing them right, but you can't buck the system. Pray about it. Ask God guidance. Ask a trusted friend at work or a trusted friend outside of work. Is it time to change jobs? Is it time to set more prayer for that boss? But you know what? Pray for them. For failing the uniform inspection, the student had to run fully clothed into the serve zone and then wet from head to toe, roll up down the beach until every part of their body was covered with sand. The effect was known as a sugar cookie. You stayed in that uniform the rest of the day, cold, wet, and sandy. There were many students who just couldn't accept the fact that all their effort was in vain, that no matter how hard they tried to get the uniform right, it was unappreciated. Those students didn't make it through training. Those students didn't understand the purpose of the drill. You were never going to succeed. You were never going to have a perfect uniform. And let's stop there. Life is not perfect. There's nothing perfect about life, nothing perfect about you, the people you're around. If you're around a person who's saying they're perfect, then they're not. We're going to stop right there. We're going to play a song, and then we're going to come back and finish up the story. And I have some other quotes for you guys.
Nowadays people are the same. Everybody trying to make a million in a day. Nowadays a lot of niggas just a bunch of copycats, lurking on my Instagram like how we get the stuff like that. Boy, I make a way, I just make a way. Y'all just fade away, y'all just fade away. Y'all don't know the way, I follow the way. Copying a trend at the end of the day. Y'all don't know the way, y'all don't know the way. Me, I make a way, I just make a way. I'll just fade away, I'll just fade away. I'll just fade away, I'll just fade away. I'm sick of you, you niggas predictable. That's why you more like I want to. Bad chick in the ass stick, head long like a punzel. All that I want in a woman, I miss a piece of my puzzle, yeah. Shorty thought I was a dog, and she just to buy me a muzzle. And she always hit me up like, where you at and where you been? Oh no, no, she fine as hell, look too good to be your friend. I'm like, why you cutting up this like you want this shit to end? Girl, you keep acting paranoid, I thought you to the wind. Cause nowadays people are the same. Everybody trying to make forevers in a day. Nowadays a lot of niggas just a bunch of copycats, lurking on my Instagram like how we get the sauce like that. Boy, I make a way, I just make a way. Y'all just fade away, y'all just fade away. Y'all don't know the way, I follow the way. Copying a trend at the end of the day. Y'all don't know the way, y'all don't know the way. Me, I make a way, I just make a way. I'll just fade away, I'll just fade away. I'll just fade away. Everybody wanna be famous. Everybody's trying to be great, but they ain't never had a dedication. Y'all ain't about to last me out the station. Life is not a plaything. People dying every day. Everybody wanna tell you who you are, how to figure, how to be. Don't let them kill your dreams. Got the sauce, get the flexing on these niggas. Gotta show you a boss. I be ballin' high, never fallin'. Duckin' your bitch like Jordan. Everybody know a nigga got it, cause I started when I was a Jordan. Like, ooh, just take a look at my shoes. Let's see the boy got the juice. Ooh, met the girl, she fell in love. I'll send her back when I'm through. And you know I got the sauce, yeah, yeah. Shawty come and roll with a boss, yeah, yeah. Cause it all just fades away at the end of the day. All just fades away, all just fades away. 9 days, people all the same. Everybody trying to make forevers in a day. 9 days in line, niggas just a bunch of copycats. Liking on my Instagram, like how you get the sauce. Boy, I make a way, I just make a way. Y'all just fade away. Y'all just fade away. Y'all don't know the way, I follow the way. Copying Katrina, they're here to stay. Y'all don't know the way, y'all don't know the way. Me, I make a way, I just make a way. I'll just fade away, I'll just fade away. I'll just fade away, I'll just fade away.
All right, I love that song. Such a great song. Okay, I like this about... I think these are going to pertain great to the story we're reading. And they're talking about, he was talking about the soldiers who were trying to, didn't understand that you were never going to succeed at the suit, at the uniform. And I think that has a lot to do with perfection. And this is where sometimes in life we try to, things don't always go our way and we get really upset and we think we have to be perfect, but we don't. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Romans 5:8. And actually, I was just Peter 5:7, sorry. Romans 5:8, I loved you at your darkest. God loves you no matter what. You are his. You are not. He loves you so, so much. You don't even understand the depth of love that you have for a child. I mean, for him. Galatians 1:10. Am I trying to win approval of man or God, or am I trying to please man? If I was still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. There's nothing, nobody's perfect. God is the only perfect one. Psalm 18:32, it is God whose arms give me strength and makes my ways perfect. In God, you can be perfect, but you're not perfect all by yourself, just so you know. I love that. We thank you for that. We are going to continue on with Make Your Bed. I hope you guys are learning. This was a story, actually a speech that Admiral William H. McRaven gave to University of Austin, Texas on May 17, 2000. This is not my story. This is James Clear's story. You can find it on jamesclear.com/great speeches. Again, jamesclear.com/great speeches. And one of the things that has stood out to me is make your bed. And that's all he said. He wanted this to be memorable. So he's giving you 10 lessons. And the first one was make your bed. And I just really love that. If you want to change the world, find someone to help you paddle. I like that. And the first one was, if you want to change the world, start by making your bed. Okay, here we go. I'm trying to find where we left off. Sorry. We're going to keep going on. But I know how it is to want to be perfect, but nobody is. There were many students who just couldn't accept the fact that all their effort was in vain. Yes, I know I read it, but I just want to start over that part. That no matter how hard they tried to get the uniform right, it was unappreciated. Those students didn't make it through training. Those students didn't understand the purpose of drill. You were never going to succeed. You were never going to have a perfect uniform. Sometimes no matter how well we prepare or how well you perform, you still end up as a sugar cookie. It's just that way sometimes in life. If you want to change the world, get over being a sugar cookie and keep moving forward. Every day during training, you are challenged with multiple physical events, long runs, long swims, obstacle courses, hours of calisthenics, somehow designed to test your mettle. Every event has standards, times you have to meet. If you failed to meet those standards, your name was posted on a list, and at the end of the day, those lists were invited to a circus. The circuit was 2 hours of additional calisthenics designed to wear you down, to break your spirit, to force you to quit. No one wanted a circus. A circus meant that for a day you didn't measure up. A circus meant more fatigue and more fatigue. Meant that the following day would be more difficult and more circuses were likely. But at some time during SEAL training, everyone made the circus list, everyone. But an interesting thing happened to those who were constantly on the list. Over time, those students who did 2 hours of extra counseling got stronger and stronger. The pain of the circus built inner strength, built physical resilience. Life is filled with circuses. Yes, it is. Here it is. I'm going to read it again. Life is filled with circuses. You will fail. You will likely fail often. It will be painful. It will be discouraging. At times, it will test you to your core. But if you ever want to change the world, don't be afraid of the circuses. At least twice a week, the trainees are required to run an obstacle course. The obstacle course contained 25 obstacles, including 10-foot-high wall, a 30-foot cargo net, and a barbed wire crawl, to name a few. But the most challenging obstacle was the slide for life. It had a three-level 30-foot tower at the one end and a one-level tower at the other. In between was a 200-foot-long rope. You had to climb the three-tiered tower, and once atop, you grabbed the rope, swung underneath the rope, and pulled yourself hand over hand until you got to the other end. The record for the obstacle course had stood for many years when my class began training in 1977. The record seemed unbeatable. We'll take a little break. You're on air with Rolling with the Diva. We're talking about Make Your Bed and how it can help your mental health, teach you lessons in life. And we've already learned about making your bed will help you feel accomplished, learning to paddle with people who are good in your life, and don't get over being a sugar cookie, meaning like things are not going to go perfect. And here we go. The record for the obstacle course had been stood for years when my class began training in 1977. The record seemed unbeatable until one day a student decided to go down the slide for life head first instead of swinging his body underneath the rope and inching his way down. He bravely mounted the top of the rope and thrust himself forward. It was a dangerous move, seemingly foolish and fraught with a risk. Failure could mean injury and being dropped from the train. Without hesitation, the student slid down the rope perilously fast. Instead of several minutes, only took him half the time. By the end of course, he had broken the record. If you want to change the world, sometimes you have to slide down the obstacle course head first. During the land warfare phase of training, the students are flown out to San Clemente Island, which lies off the coast of San Diego. The waters of San Diego Clemente are breeding ground for the great white sharks. To pass SEAL training, there are a series of long swims that must be completed. One is the night swim. Before the swim, the instructors joyfully brief the trainees on all the species of shark that inhabit waters off San Clemente. They assure you, however, that no student has ever been eaten by a shark, at least not recently. But you are taught that if your shark begins to circle your position, stand your ground. Do not swim away. Do not be afraid. If a shark is hungry for a midnight snack, dart towards you, then summon up your strength and punch him in the snot, and he will turn away. Wow. Do you guys know that? That's like punching the devil and saying, not today, devil. There are lots of sharks in the world. If you hope to complete the swim, you will have to deal with them. People can be sharks. Good point. So if you want to change the world, don't back down from the sharks. I added that people can be sharks. As Navy SEALs, one of our jobs is to conduct underwater attacks against enemy shipping. We practice this technique extensively during basic training. The ship attack mission is where a pair of SEALs delivers is dropped off outside an enemy harbor and then swims well over 2 miles underwater, using nothing but a deep dodge and its compass to get to their target. During the entire swim, even well below the surface, there's some light that comes through. It is comforting to know there is open water above you, but as you approach the ship, which is tied to a pier, the lights begin to fade. The steel structure of the ship blocks the moonlight. It blocks the surrounding street lamps. It blocks the ambient light. To be successful in the mission, you have to swim under the ship and find the keel, the center line in the deepest part of the ship. This is your objective, but the keel is also known as the darkest part of the ship, where you cannot see your hand in front of your face, where the noise from the ship machinery is deafening, and where it is easy to get disoriented and fail. Wow. But God is with you in those times. Every SEAL knows that under the keel, at the darkest moment of the mission, it is a time when you must be calm, composed, when all your tactical skills, your physical power, and all your inner strength must be brought to bear. If you want to change the world, you must be your very best in the darkest moments. The ninth week of training is referred to as Hell Week. It is 6 days of no sleep, constant physical and mental harassment, and one special day at the mud flats. The mud flats are an area between San Diego and Tijuana where the water runs off and creates a Tijuana sluice, a swampy patch of terrain where the mud will engulf you. It is on Wednesday of Hell Week that you paddle down to the muddy flats and spend the next 15 hours trying to survive the freezing cold mud, the howling wind, and excessive pressure to quit from the instructors. As the sun begins to set that Wednesday evening, my training class, having committed some egregious infractions of rules, were ordered in the mud. Uh-oh. The mud consumed each man until there was nothing visible but our heads. The instructors told us we could leave the mud if only five men would quit, just five men, and we could just get out of the oppressive cold. Looking around the mud flat, it was apparent that some students were about to give up. It was still over 8 hours until the sun came up, 8 hours of bone-chilling cold. The chattering teeth and shivering motor trainees were so loud it was hard to hear anything. And then one voice began to echo through night, one voice raised in song. The song was terribly out of tune, but sung with great enthusiasm. After one voice became two, and two became three, and three long, and before long, everyone in the class was singing. We knew that if one man could rise above the misery, then others could as well. The instructors threatened us with more time than enough. We kept up the singing. The singing persisted, and somehow the mud seemed a little warmer, the wind a little tamer, and the dawn not so far away. If I had learned anything in my time traveling the world, is the power of hope, power of one person, Washington, Lincoln, King, Mandela, and even a young girl from Pakistan, Malala. One person can change the world by giving people hope. Hope in Jesus Christ, hope in your friends, hoping that God, and hope that knowing that God is never going to leave you. So if you want to change the world, start singing when you're up to your neck in mud. I love it. Because I'm going to be honest, when I am so frustrated, I will put on my headphones and go to sleep, and music does wonders. God's music. Finally, in SEAL training, there's a bell. Before we finish that, we're going to remind you on the air with Rolling with the Diva, and we're having a thing up called Make Your Bed. Finally, in SEAL training, there's a bell, a brass bell that hangs in the center of the compound for all the students to see. All you have to do is to ring the bell. Ring the bell and you no longer have to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Ring the bell and you no longer have to do the freezing cold swims. Ring the bell and you no longer have to do the run, the obstacle course, the PT, and you no longer have to endure the hardship of training. Just ring the bell. If you want to change the world, don't ever, ever ring the bell. See? To the graduating class of 2014, you're a moment away from graduating, moments away from beginning your journey through life, moments away from starting to change the world for the better. It will not be easy. But if you're the class of 2014, the class can affect the lives of 800 million people in the next century. Start today with a task completed. Find someone to help you through life. Respect everyone. Know that your life is not fair, and you will fail often. But if you take from risk, step up when the times are toughest, face down the bullies, lift up the downtrodden, and never, ever give up. If you do these things, the next generation, the generation that follows, will live in a world far better than the one we have today. And what started here will indeed have changed the world for the better. Thank you very much. Hook 'em horns. All right. I like that. You can find it on jamesclear.com. Great speeches. And it started with Make Your Bed. I felt it was important to read the whole thing so you can get the fact, because there were 10 clear things in there that really impacted how we go through life. You can't quit. You can't give up. Don't ring the bell. Punch a shark in the nose. Just keep going. You will make it. This has been Rolling with a Diva. You're on the air. You're not on the air. I'm on the air. I have one more thing for you guys, and I want to point that out. But I think I might make that a different one because we've heard enough about making your bed. But, where was it at? Oh, my goodness. I lost it. Oh. We're going to talk about make your bed can impact your mood according to science, and here's how to reap the benefits. And that's going to be another show because I really think we've went to this point and we've gotten what you guys needed. I'm going to play a song, but before I go, I'm going to remind you guys, you are more than enough. You're amazing. You're special. You can do this. God is with you. Your higher power is with you. Do not give up on life. Do not give up on yourself. You know what? You are the author of your life, and you can write your journey. Let your journey be written as a journey that you never quit, that you made mistakes, that you had to start over things, but you never quit. God is with you, Romans 8:26. And Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you to give you hope and prosper you in the future. That's a paraphrase reason for you Bible thumpers. Don't even email me. Oh, my God, I love when I say that. I love you guys. We will see you on today's Thursday. Wow, I'm sort of kind of lost on my weeks. It is just like, wow, this week went fast. We are in a new year. It is 2020. And you know what? You guys have a great, 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 great weekend.
Happy Tuesday. It's August 21st, 2020.